to the Real Mistakes on Lake podcast. I'm your host, Jake Ramke. Alongside me, not as usual, he's back, Mr. Kurt Mario Jr. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jake?
I'm doing all right. Doing good. All right. So we like to start this podcast off the same every single week. That is our week recap. So how was your, well, you haven't been on in a while, so let's keep it short and simple and sweet. How was your last week?
Pretty good. Just busy with softball. Well, man, gotta coach the kids up here.
That's better, same so, coaching.
Yeah, our game got canceled tonight. Our second game in a row has been canceled. I think it's because the team that we're supposed to be facing, I think they're scared of giving up first place to us. We did win Monday night in a finale with a amazing close from our closer. Yeah. Won the game 7-6.
That's good.
Then all the rest of the week's been hell because of football and softball. And work. But sounds about otherwise, right. How about you, Jake?
Yeah, you know, we've been chilling. Work's been working.
Working.
So, yeah, work's been working.
Yeah. I get it. It
sucks, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah?
Oh, look at that. It was on perfect. Kurt waved at you and I started waving.
Jesus Christ.
So Donovan will not be here this week. He's been having some, I don't even know. He's taking a little break. So that's why we haven't been on recently. Also, if you guys want any more content put out, let us know, please, because we are looking for more content to put out, including, like, videos and stuff like that. I mean, if you want to see me smack Kurt in the face, I'll do it. Like, we'll do it, you know.
Hey, we'll do anything right now.
So, besides that, we do have a little bit of sports. I mean, it seems like a lot more, but we have a little bit. So, let's start off in the NFL, okay? So, let's start off small. Heinz Field is no longer going to be Heinz Field. The Pittsburgh Steelers decide that they are going to rename to, I don't even know how to say it.
I think it was like the Arc.
A Curion or something?
A Curious.
Hold on, I'm gonna.
Stadium? Stupid? Like, who would name that name? A bunch of fags would, I know that.
Arcashire Stadium, I think is what it is.
Arcashire, yep. Arcashire Stadium.
They're a. They are a insurance group out of Michigan. But,
good job. The fags are getting some insurance on them.
But the Heinz company did not renew their naming rights, so that's why they went and got a new one. So, you want to know a nice little fact?
So,
the Browns have the last playoff win at Heinz Stadium.
Oh, yeah, we all knew that. Mm-hmm. Because the Browns are the Browns.
Yep, so, that was cool to see. Gronk is completely done with football. He will not return. He's not going to pull out Tom Brady.
I don't think he will either.
No, he came out and said he's done. Did he? He's
good.
Done.
He deserves it. He was a good tight end.
Yeah, he was.
Respect him dearly.
The Bears end up getting a wide receiver today, N'Keal Harry from the Patriots for a 7th-round pick.
Heard about that.
I mean, it's N'Keal Harry, so yeah. I got nothing on it. Ooh, ex-Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs. Blood alcohol content to be allowed as evidence against him. So, unfortunately, you know, that was an awful situation, but it's news. We got a report on it, so it was deemed to be allowed to be used, which was, like, double the legal limit.
Pretty much, and even though right now, I believe he was on house arrest.
No, I don't know.
I think he's on house arrest. I think they have him on house arrest, but, I see him going to jail for quite a bit of time.
Oh, yeah, he's
going
to be.
I don't care if he's a million-dollar, you know, mental retard, but the guy deserves to go to jail for at least 5 years. At least 5.
He'll be there longer. At least what I think. So, sorry, guys. It's been a long day at work.
Mm-hmm.
Le'Veon Bell will not be returning to the NFL this year. Instead, he plans on focus on boxing against Adrian Peterson this fall.
I'm actually wanting to watch that.
I think it's stupid.
I think it's going to be hilarious.
I think they're retards.
Well, I think we know you are too, so yeah, it's all right.
And in final news out of the NFL over the past week, you guys have probably already heard. The Cleveland Browns have finally traded Baker Mayfield. He is now a Carolina Panther, and him and Sam Darnold will be having an open quarterback competition. The best news about it, the Browns, week one opponent in Carolina.
That's, I want to be nervous about that game, but I think at the end of the day, the Browns defense will just overpower Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold. I'm hoping Clowney and Garrett can get after one of them.
It's not like he knows this offense because he hasn't been around.
Nope.
I mean, he knows what it was, but that's about it, you know.
I mean, personally, if I have to say my prediction, week one, Cleveland Browns, 25.
It's a weird number.
To the Panthers, 6.
Yeah, I mean, guys, I am sorry again. I think it's going to be, you know, I don't know, because Baker Mayfield can be good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got Sam Darnold, so who knows, you know.
And who knows what Matt Rule's going to want to do, because obviously he hasn't shown that he's a...
That was a Matt Rule move to get Baker Mayfield, by the way.
Well, I'm still not high on Matt Rule as a coach.
I'm not either, but that was a move by him to get Baker Mayfield so that he could save his ass this season.
Yep, and that's all it was, saving his ass.
Yeah.
Because Matt Corral...
He isn't ready yet.
No, not at all. I give him a year or two, then he'll be ready.
Yeah. Let's see. The Browns are interested in Ndamukong Suh.
I like it. I think it'd be a good move because he's a veteran.
I'd say bring him in, but don't start him. Herrion Winfrey deserves a start over
100%.
Jacob Elliott does too. Jacob
also, Phillips. I'm not a big fan of Ndamukong Suh over his past history.
I'm not either.
Stomping on people's heads. I don't think he fits the culture here in Cleveland. No. Because of his past.
No, I agree. I'm not a fan of it, but he's a great player too at the same time.
I mean, if Cleveland decides to bring him here, they bring him. Like you said, I'd bench him. I wouldn't even play him. I'd use him like for a spark when we need it. Maybe on a second down when the game's coming down to the wire or something like that. That's when I'd throw him in there.
Yeah, I get it.
But I wouldn't pay him much either. But he's going to want money regardless.
Let's see. What else? What else? Well, we were talking before we went on live here about what our predictions are for the Browns this year. Would you like to go ahead on yours?
Yeah, you know, the toughest games I really see right now is going to be the Buffalo game, Tampa. I'm a little worried about the Chargers. Those are my pick three. Chargers, just for one reason. They've improved that defense secondary a lot over the offseason. That could be a threat towards the AFC, and it could be. But personally, I think Cleveland's going to take out the Chargers. It is going to be one hell of a game. It is going to be close, and I think our rookie kicker, Cade Yoder.
No, Cade York.
Cade York.
He's not Amish. It's not Yoder.
Well, he's Amish to me, so Cade Yoder. I think he's going to have the game-winning kick. So my prediction's going to be 12-5.
12-5.
And that's with or without Watson, regardless.
Okay. So, me without... I personally think Watson will get a 4-6 game. So, in that 4-6 game, our two toughest opponents are the Chargers and the Pats. So, personally, I mean, I pulled it up and I did it. I got, 13-4, I think, was mine. I'm thinking anywhere from 14-3 to 10-7. Like, there's no in between. It's going to be somewhere there. You know, there is no, like, under I can't give you, No, we won't be under 500. No. I can't give you specific, but I do think we might win the North this year.
It is possible.
The reason I say that, Cincinnati, they lost the Super Bowl, right? Guess what happens? The team who lost the Super Bowl is super unlikely to make it back to the playoffs.
It's true, because it's happened over the years.
Or to get back to the Super Bowl. Look at Kansas City. Okay.
Yep.
Look at Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Green Bay. You know, you can. Buffalo hadn't been there in a while, but like, look at the past Super Bowl losers and where they're at now. You know, Tampa Bay. They got knocked out.
Yeah.
So, sorry, y'all. Yes, they upgrade. They revamped their whole fucking O-line and everything, but at the same time, they also have to play a league division winner schedule this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the AFC North is going to be very interesting.
No, it's not.
No, for me, I think it's going
to
be.
Let me explain to you. Okay. Hold on, I wasn't done. So there's Cincinnati, Baltimore. Good place anywhere from second and third in this division. Same with Baltimore or Cincinnati, but here's the deal. Everyone is predicting them to win this division again. Everyone's predicting everything. Yes, you have J.K. Dobbins back. You have your Marcus Peters back. But at the same time, who's your wide receiver other than Rashad Bateman?
Nobody.
Nobody. You have a quarterback who doesn't want to play for you right now because he's not getting paid.
Nope.
Okay. So, yes, you have a backup quarterback who's very capable of being another Lamar Jackson. But at the same time, where are your wideouts? You can't do anything with just a quarterback and a running back. I mean, you could, but it doesn't work. It'll tire you out. You'll be done, okay? So, a lot of people are predicting, yes, but here's the other thing. They finished last in the division, so they get the easiest schedule. So, yes, they very well could win our division again.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to do much.
No.
Okay? Then we look at Pittsburgh. You have Mitch Trubisky.
Fag.
Hold on. You have Mitch Trubisky. Men are born and raised, watching my high school. Good guy. Mitch Trubisky. No, you don't have him anymore. Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
Right now, Mitch Trubisky is your starting quarterback.
Oh, 100%. There's no doubt about that.
You have Najee Harris as a running back. Your running back situation is good right now. Your line is a little rough. Your wide receivers are okay.
They're floppy.
Your defense is not the best.
Okay? No.
But somehow they're going to be over 500. I personally don't see a team in the AFC North right now that's going to be under 500.
No. I mean, like, you know, my feeling about the whole division is it's going to go down between week 15, 16, and 17. That's how I feel.
Well,
it is going to be a close race all year, and there is no margin for error for us as the Browns. They got to stay focused, and they got to win games. They have to win the games that we have to win.
Yes.
And those games are what? Commanders, Jets, Panthers.
All the games that are viewed as easy games need to be winnable games. You know, but at the same time, you have a kicker now who is pretty damn good.
And he's hitting 60-yarders like it's nothing. I mean, he's hitting them like it's a field goal, just a regular PAT attempt from 20 yards.
Right. But he also hasn't kicked in the snow. But at the same time, he's also taken advice from Phil Dawson on kicking in Cleveland.
But see, and here's the thing
which
about...
Which is the best thing to do.
And it is. But here's my thing, why I think he could potentially be one of the top five kickers in the league this year. I don't care what anyone says. This kid's good. He kicked a 59-yard field goal attempt to win the game last year against Florida in nothing but fog. He couldn't even see those goalposts and what happened. Kicked it right on through. Won that game.
Yeah.
Everything. That right there just shows you he's good for Cleveland. Even though, yes, he hasn't kicked in the snow yet, but to me, he's going to get used to it real quick. But normally, when do we ever have snow on the ground when the Browns are even playing?
December.
Not a whole lot, though.
No, not really.
Yeah, maybe it'll be snowing, but
we got
it's
cold
not...
and wind.
Cold and wind, okay. That's fine. But we rarely will have snow falling while playing.
Oh, I miss those games.
I do, too. I'm hoping this year we get the whiteout, we get the blizzard, and negative 25 degrees. I want to go to that game.
I hope it happens against a team like, well, I don't know, per se, Houston.
No.
Warm weather team.
I thought we're away in Houston this year.
We probably are. But
yeah, we're in Houston.
I said a team like Houston. I didn't say Houston.
You know who it should be.
A Buffalo-Cleveland Blizzard game would be beautiful this year.
I know, but that's in Buffalo.
I don't care. I'm going to that game.
Oh, are you? Nice. I might go to it. I don't know yet.
No, I think if we could get a Blizzard game at home,
it would be fucking awesome.
The Saints.
Or Tampa.
Miami. They're in November. That's enough for snow. No, that's in Miami. Never mind. Tampa's up here. And that's the 27th, so that's...
That's something to watch out with.
Yeah, but...
I hope we get a Blizzard game. That'd be so much fun to go to. Because no one's going to go to that game. And tickets are going to be cheap. So,
yep.
I'm going.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. So, you said... What? 12 and 5.
Yes, sir.
And I said about...
13-4?
Yeah, 13-4. I don't know. Let's move on to some baseball. How about that?
Oh, yeah. There's
some
baseball information tonight.
You got one
tonight.
Thing to say.
Congratulations to our all-star third baseman, Jose Ramirez, on being selected to play in the Home Run Derby this year.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going for.
Yeah, well,
I know
that's
that,
part of the, you know, best of the best of that. I wish him good luck, but I hope Albert Pujols pulls off the win this year.
That'd be awesome.
It would be, because it is his last ride. Last season of playing. So, congratulations, Jose. We'll be cheering you on. And you'll be making me stay up all night for that.
So, here's something. The Royals have a series up against the Blue Jays coming up.
Yeah, I heard they're not traveling to that because
10 players are not able to play.
It's two of their best pitchers.
Yep.
Because
they're unvaccinated.
Outfielder, infielder, and their two best hitters.
It's Bobby Witt. I know that.
Okay,
no, not Bobby Witt, sorry. It's Andrew Benintendi, Whit Merrifield, MJ Melendez, Hunter Dozier, Brad Kelly, Brady Stinger, Michael A. Taylor, Kyle Isabel, Dylan Coleman, and Cam Gallagher.
Pretty much all their entire...
They had a forfeit service time and salary for those four games.
Shit. Wow.
Yeah, so that's a lot. But, speaking of Blue Jays, they fired their manager.
I don't get that, honestly.
According to them, they're not playing to their potential.
That,
so the bench coach took over, and then the Buffalo Bison manager took over as bench coach. So he just went across the bridge.
Well, you want my input on that part?
Yep.
It's a bunch of fucking bullshit. Blue Jays are a top wild card team this year with that head coach. I don't care. It's the Yankees. They're 61-26. What the hell can you do? You're not going to win the division. Your best shot right now for anyone in the AL East is just getting to that wild card. And there potentially could all be AL East teams in the wild card this year. Because you have the Orioles fighting the top spot. I believe they're 1.5 games out of the wild card. You got the Rays up there. The Red Sox are up there now. Congratulations to the Orioles on winning 10 straight. So they're 45-44 now. They just broke the 500 mark, for the first time, I believe since, I think it was 2015. I know it was a couple years ago, though. It's been a while. Because they've been under 500 for so long.
For the first time since 2017, they are over 500.
Wow. Well, congratulations to them, and I said at the beginning of the year to some people, you need to watch out for the Orioles, because they could be a upcoming rising team for the wild card spot this year.
Possible. So let's go over the All-Star Game players. How about that? I'm pulling up the roster right now.
Not a fan of them all at all.
I'm pulling up the roster, okay?
All they did was pick players that are big names. All they did was pick big names, and I don't like that.
No, it's a popularity contest, and you know that.
Well, it's bullshit.
Let's check out the celebrity softball game. Bad Bunny, Quavo, JoJo Siwa, The Miz from Cleveland.
Ooh,
he'll be in there.
Okay.
Rob Lowe. Oh, that's awesome. I love Rob Lowe. I don't know half of these. I'm just going off the big ones. Anthony Ramos, Chloe Kim, Jesus Nice, J.K. Simmons, Lauren Chamberlain, The Kid Mero, Action Bronson, Jerry Lorenzo, Guillermo Rodriguez will be in it from Jimmy Kimmel. Natasha Watley and Jenny Finch, of course, will be in it.
Always.
Hunter Pence will be in it. Awesome. Oh. CeCe Sabathia, Andre Ether, Sean Green. They will be playing in the celebrity softball game.
Okay.
For the All-Star game, it is in...
It's at the Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, it's at Dodger
but
Stadium.
But potentially year. Their concession stand, people are possibly going to hit a strike.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know if you heard about that or
I
not.
I did not.
I haven't really got to read any information on it, but they said there's possibly a strike going on with them.
Oh, nice.
I'm maybe thinking it's money reasons.
I'm sure
something
it is.
Like that.
So here's who we got in the All-Star Derby. Pete Alonso from the Mets.
Okay.
Ronald Acuna from the Braves. Albert Pujols from the Cardinals. Juan Soto from the Nationals. And Kyle Schwarber from the Phillies. And then Julio Rodriguez from the Mariners. Jose Ramirez from the Guardians.
Indians.
Yes, Indians. He's making his home run derby debut.
I really want Jose to win it.
And that's it.
I think the top three...
There's one more left to fill.
I believe there's... My top three for the all home run derby this year would be Pete Alonso at number one, possibly winning back-to-back-to-back-to-back. My second would be Albert Pujols and Jose Ramirez. That's my top three. But I hope Albert wins, but I really want Jose to win.
I getcha. So, for the Midsummer Classic, here are the starters. For the American League, catcher Alejandro Kirk from Toronto. The first baseman, Vlad Guerrero Jr. from Toronto. Second base, Jose Altuve from Houston. Third base, Rafael Devers from Boston. That's bullshit. Strong safety. Shortstop, Tim Anderson from Chicago White Sox. Outfielders, Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, and Giancarlo Stanton. Angels and Yankees, respectively. And then the DH is Shohei.
Just not a fan of the American League at all this year. My honest opinion, it should be... In the starting lineup, it should only be one...
Oh, he's also the pitcher. Is
one,
Shohei.
One player from each team. It shouldn't be two players from both teams getting a starting spot. I just don't think that's right. I'm sorry. But.
And then... here we go for the National League. Catcher, Wilson Contreras from the Chicago Cubs. First baseman, Paul Goldschmidt from St. Louis. Man, he's still kicking. Second baseman, Jazz Chisholm Jr. from Miami. Third base, Manny Machado, San Diego. Not strong safety. God fucking damn it. Shortstop, Trey Turner, Los Angeles Dodgers. Outfielders, Ronald Acuna, Mookie Betts, and Jock Peterson from Atlanta, the Dodgers, and San Francisco, respectively. And the DH is Bryce Harper, but he has the
broken thumb.
So he's not playing, so the replacement for him is William Contreras from Atlanta.
See?
I don't know who the pitchers are.
I hope the National League wins, because they have almost every team from the NL start, you know, one player from each pretty much. And I respect that, so I hope the National League wins this year.
The pitchers from the American League, we got Paul Blackburn, Emmanuel Clase, Garrett Cole, Nestor Cortes, Clay Holmes, Jorge Lopez, Alec Manoa, Shane McClellan, Shohei Ohtani, Martin Perez, Gregory Soto, Framber Valdez, and Justin Verlander. There are one, two, three Yankees pitchers, two pitchers from Houston, one from Detroit, one from Texas, one from Tampa Bay, one from Toronto, one from Cleveland, one from Oakland, and Shohei will be the starting pitcher again. Figures, huh?
Yeah, figures.
I need to know who the starter is for that one. What's the pick choice I'm gonna be chosen as starters? The pound sign, okay. From the National League, we have Sandy Alcantara from Miami, David Bednar from Pitt, Corbin Burns from Milwaukee, that's a good pick right there, Luis Castellano from Cincinnati, Edwin Diaz from the Mets, Max Fried from Atlanta, Tony Gonsolin from the Dodgers, Josh Hader from Milwaukee, Ryan Hesley from St. Louis, Clayton Kershaw from the Dodgers, Joe Mantiply from Arizona, and from San Francisco, or San Diego, Joe Musgrave. See, there's only two of the same pitchers on there, or two of the same teams on there.
Yeah.
And I prefer that. That's on the reserves, we have catchers, Jose Trevano for catchers, and National League is Travis d'Arnaud. American League infielders is Luis Arraez, Xander Bogaerts, Miguel Andre Jimenez, and Jose Ramirez are all reserves.
Now that's bullshit there, too. Jose should have been the starter.
Well, Andre Jimenez was listed as first.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then for the National League, Pete Alonso, Nolan Arenado, CJ Cron, Jeff McNeil, Albert Pujols, and Dansby Swanson. Albert Pujols was a special selection.
Yes. And he was selected by the commissioner's office.
I gotcha. I mean, even having Nolan Arenado, CJ Cron, and Pete Alonso not in the starters is ridiculous.
Yeah.
American League outfielder reserves, Andrew Benintendi, Byron Buxton, Julio Rodriguez, George Springer, and Kyle Tucker. Did you know that Andrew Benintendi is in his first All-Star appearance?
Yes, I did know that.
I did not think that was that already. For the National League, Ian Happ, Starling Marte, Kyle Schwarber, Juan Soto. The DH for the American League is Jordan Alvarez. I don't know why there's no DH for the National League, but whatever. So, some big names.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I prefer National League to win. Because they actually select right and play it right. Give everybody else a chance. Pete Alonso not starting. I kind of understand why. Because they could bring him in that fourth, fifth inning right off the bench as a pinch hitter.
And do that with Jose, too, and win the game.
There you go. But NL's going to win 10-0.
You do realize that the fans vote, and that's what creates the roster?
And how much you want to... Well, I mean, to say the fans, they suck.
They do. But...
They shouldn't be... my honest opinion...
Jose and Jimenez were second in their spots. Yeah.
They should have been starting. Because Jimenez has really came along, and Jose still deserved to be the starter at third base.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying, though, you know.
That's whatever.
There is some hockey news. Some players signed. We're not going to go into that.
8-year deal or something like that.
We're not going to go into that. We'll talk about that when Donovan gets back. The Jackets signed someone for $68.2 million. There was a weird trade today actually, in hockey. So the Vegas Golden Knights traded Max Pacioretty and Dylan Coughlin to the Carolina Hurricanes.
Uh huh.
For future considerations. No, they literally traded two players away for nothing. right now. They got nothing back. So future considerations is they can send anything back at any time.
Yep.
So they could send those two players back. Just like if when you do a player to be named later.
Mm-hmm.
The player to be named later could be the same person.
It's just weird, though. It's just a weird trade.
It is. So, yeah, I don't know. That's a big move for Carolina. But like I said, we'll talk more about that when we get to Donovan back, because obviously you don't watch hockey as much.
No, I only be honest with you, I only watch the AHL minor league, so
yeah.
I'm not really a big fan of the NHL. Only team I'm really worried about is my Blue Jackets and the Colorado Avalanche. And congratulations to the Avalanche on winning the Stanley Cup this year.
Absolutely. I like the Kraken.
The only reason why I support the Colorado Avalanche is because the Lake Erie Monsters coach who won the Calder for us, he won the Stanley Cup as their head coach this year.
Did you know that the Monsters also used to be affiliated with the Avalanche?
Yeah, I know. That's why I support the Avalanche. I knew that.
I always thought it was stupid. The Denver-based AHL team used to be affiliated with the Blue Jackets, and we were affiliated with the Avalanche. How stupid did that?
How stupid was that? Very stupid.
And that's why they sucked for so long. Once they got rid of us, look at that.
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
Yeah. No.
It's how your team grafts.
You know, and here's the thing. Ever since we came, on with the Blue Jackets, we haven't really been that great at the minor league level.
Is that how I think it is in there?
Huh? Oh, yeah. So, but I just don't get it. Why do we suck all of a sudden? We can't get back to the playoffs. Can't do this, can't do that. Why can't we bring Colorado back?
When we won the Calder Cup, guess what?
What?
We were not affiliated with Colorado.
Don't matter.
They were affiliated with
Columbus. Championship. Woohoo!
They won a championship.
Well, I mean, we should have won more than that.
Why is she up? Why is she awake?
Should have won more than that, buddy boy.
Why is she awake?
I don't know.
It is 1:16 in the morning.
But, I mean, otherwise, there's really not much more hockey news we got.
No, there isn't. I went with the red one. I've never had a red phone.
You want to cover NBA real quick? Or do you want me to cover that?
What is there to cover? Golden State Warriors won the championship?
Well, congratulations to the Warriors.
No, congratulations.
I'm winning that just because I hate Boston.
I'd rather have Boston win that.
I would not. Boston, to me, is just a shitty show.
I would rather have Boston over Golden State.
Also, we did find out the Utah Jazz and Miami Heat are in pursuit to do a sign-and-trade for Colin Sexton. I'm hoping we give him to the Utah Jazz,
though. To get Donovan Mitchell?
No. Cleveland will not pursue Donovan Mitchell because the Knicks are actually setting up a package to get Donovan Mitchell.
The Knicks
won't. We want to pursue Mike Conley as a veteran coming off the bench.
Nope.
Which I like.
I'm good.
I like Mike Conley.
I like Mike Conley, but I'm good.
But, so yeah, Colin Sexton could be on the move, hopefully.
I don't think he will be. I think they'll keep him as a bench player.
He's not a bench player to me. He's not a starter.
He's a starter at the moment.
He's a starter.
I don't know. I wouldn't put him as a starter.
Darius Garland signed a 5-year max out deal, $195 million.
He got the super max for his age, basically.
Yeah. Which is good. I like Garland.
He's better than Sexton.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we also got that Ojabi from Kansas as a rookie. We got the Mobley brothers back together finally.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I saw Mobley.
Yeah, dude.
I was like,
when I heard Mobley came and Ojabi,
I think they wanted to do that to get Mobley and Mobley together.
Yeah, 100%. Why do you think they made that trade to get the 49th pick? They traded up to get him. So, which I think was really good. Personally, if I had to say, I'm putting the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals already next season.
They'll get to the playoffs.
This is their chance, and it's their moment. And I hope we keep Kevin Love still. I hope we do not get rid of him. Because veteran leadership. And he played really good last year. He should have won the Sixth Man of the Year award.
He should have.
But he did not. I was very upset about that. A lot of our guys should have won a lot of awards and did not. It's kind of like Cleveland against the world still.
It is.
But that's all I got for NBA right now.
Well, that's all I got. That's all the sports I got, folks. Hopefully next week we'll be back with Donovan so he can go on his tangents like everyone likes.
Uh-huh.
That was weird. What the fuck? Hold on. Let's see if it does it. I want you to watch this because I just saw some weird shit.
What the hell?
I don't know. I have, on the back of my case, I have that. I wonder if that's what that was.
It's probably what it is, then.
Huh. Anyway. We got, let's do a draft. Let's do, you want to do a good beer draft?
Sure.
Alright, you're the guest. You go first.
I go first? Oh, God, you're always making me go first. Alright, my number one, and will always be number one. It is the very last time of this year they will be making this beer and putting it out on sale.
Bush Apple.
Bush Apple.
Good pick, good pick. My number one, Pabst Blue Ribbon. PBR.
Not a big fan of that.
You're next. It's got to be beer, though.
I got
yeast, it. Barley, hops.
I am going to go with a Miller Lite. Okay. That is my go-to on any type of sport day.
You already took Bush Light in general because you took Bush Apple. I'm going to go Bush Heavy.
Okay.
We'll go with six because there's so many beers out there.
Yeah, there's. I am going to... Good Lord. The Wild Berry IPA. It is.
IPAs.
No, it is.
Nope, can't do IPAs.
No, Jake.
I will throw up.
It tastes like a regular beer.
Nope.
It tastes so good.
Nope.
It is really, really good.
Do you know who makes it?
Who?
No, I was asking if you know who makes it.
No, I don't, but it's really good. Like, I don't like IPAs, but that is the only IPA beer I can drink.
My next pick? Iron City Light.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah, because it's from Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, fucking assholes.
I'm going to go get one after I finish this, and you're going to try it. It's in my fridge.
No, I'm okay.
No, it's actually delicious.
Okay, we'll see about that.
No, you're still trying it.
Okay, fine. You win, Dad.
You're up.
Probably I'm going to go with my Corona.
Okay.
Corona with a lime.
I don't even know how many we picked already.
This will be our fourth.
Wait, I went...
Yeah,
I went PBR, Bush Heavy, Iron City, so yeah, I'm on four.
Yeah, you're on four.
Okay, my fourth one, I'm going to go blue and blue light, meaning Labatt Blue. So that means I take Labatt Blue.
Good, it's a good Canadian beer.
You know what's funny?
What's up?
Brewed in Buffalo.
Oh, okay. I always thought it was a Canadian beer.
It's a Canadian Pilsner, but it's brewed in Buffalo.
Okay. Still, it's still pretty good, though. I'll drink it on a special occasion.
Yep. You go to Buffalo and you ask for Labatt, they look at you.
Do they really?
Yep. It's blue or blue light.
Okay. Yep. I am going to pick up on... Oh, fuck. I lost it. I lost my train of thought for a minute.
Talking about this one?
No. Oh, hell no. It's too late of a beer. I'm going to go with Keystone.
Okay, that's good beer.
Good beer. It's a good beer to get really fucked up on.
I'm going
to
take the counterpart to that one. Coors Light.
Okay.
You know what's funny?
What's up?
Coors Light and Keystone, same fucking beer.
Yep.
Really is. Just a little more water.
Yeah.
Oh, you just got
that. Then my last one. I'm probably going to go... It's my backup beer in case if I can't get a Miller Lite. which would be a Budweiser.
All right, the King of Beers. I like it. I do. I got a question for you. Do you know what? Did you know Budweiser has a light version of their beer?
No, I never knew that.
Bud Light.
Huh.
Bud Light is Budweiser Light.
Huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bud Light still tastes like shit and piss.
But you would have never known that, huh?
No, never.
Just found that out the other day.
Oh, that's cool.
My number six, Blue Moon.
Okay. If you want me to drink Blue Moon...
Actually, no. I take that back. Yingling Flight.
Ugh.
Flight.
I'm not a fan of Yingling
No. Yingling Flight, it's new. It's fantastic.
I'm not a fan of Yingling at all.
Okay, fair enough. My honorable mentions, Blue Moon, Corona.
I said Corona.
I know. My honorable mentions.
Oh, okay.
Blue Moon, Corona. Yingling's pretty good. Penguin City and Penguin City Light. Those Youngstown-based beers, fantastic. I'm going to get a pack of them when I go down there. Shit, I just love beer. I can only not drink one beer. Dos Equis makes me sick. That is it. That's okay. The only beer I can't drink. Okay. Other than an IPA. Go ahead.
So my honorable mentions will be Bud Light. It's like my emergency type of beer where if I can't get anything, whatever, has to be Bud Light. Don't have a choice there.
Oh, Michelob Ultra's on my honorable mention too.
I'm going to put... Oh, what else am I going to put on there? I'll put the Pat Ribbon Coffee one on there.
PBR Coffee?
Yeah, PBR Coffee.
You know what's funny?
What's up?
It's just alcoholic coffee.
Yeah, I know.
It's so funny.
I don't know. It's not...
It's okay.
It's not the greatest, but it's alright. Then I'll put on Milwaukee's Busch.
You mean Milwaukee's Best?
Yeah, Milwaukee's Best.
Do that.
And Heineken.
Oh, Jesus.
What, you don't like Heineken?
Oh, no.
And I'll put my Rolling Rock on there.
Rolling Rock is good out of a can. Bottle is awful.
Yes.
Okay. I actually just thought of a couple more honorable mentions. From the Great Lakes.
Ooh, okay.
Dortmunder. Elliot Ness. Edmund Fitzgerald. Christmas Ale. Also, the 12 Dogs Christmas Ale is fantastic.
Not a fan of ale at all. Mm. I want to try and get into ale, but I just can't. It's not for me. But did you hear what's coming in July?
No, what?
The Beer Fest. At Progressive Field.
It already happened.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Damn! I wanted to go to that.
That was last weekend.
Oh, fuck. I wanted to go to it.
I only know that because people that were at my brother's fourth party were also there. They went up there. I was like, damn it, my drunk friend is up in Cleveland and I don't know?
Wow. I totally forgot. I wanted to go to it.
Me and him have, every year we have drunk cornhole.
That's always fun.
So, they have, down where my brother lives, they have a 4th of July parade, which, it's still weird to me, but, like, I've gotten used to it.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. I'm going to finish the story in a minute. I have to piss like a racehorse. We will be back. All right, we're back. Sorry about that sudden abruptness, but I had to pee so bad. Anyway, back to my story. So, every year, we have the parade that we go to, and my favorite part of it is at the end, all the ambulances, the ambulance fire truck combo, all are in it from all cities around, and they just lay on their sirens. And I was an ass this year. I was pointing to them, telling them I couldn't hear them and turn them up, and the one actually turned it up. And then the one ambulance fucking made a turn down the side street, and I went, "Go get them, boys!" Because as soon as they turned down a side street, they're gone. They're going to a call.
Yeah.
There was one year all the fire trucks turned down side streets.
Holy
had to go
crap.
To a call.
Yeah, you know I was at this. My uncle and then they lived down in the boondocks, about 45 minutes from here. You know.
The boondocks.
And it's called the Sayers.
I know
so
where you're
the Sayers, they put a huge party on and everything every year. They did a phenomenal job this year. It was on their other part of the property. They own more than half of the city's property.
It's impressive.
And let me tell you, the way they had their firework display, they had put over $200,000 into it this year. It was phenomenal. July 4th weekend was amazing, being with friends, celebrating my buddy's birthday. We did a lot of drinking over the weekend, you know, July 4th, so I'm in recovery mode right now.
No, so we, so I went down there on Saturday of that weekend because my niece had her one-year-old birthday party, so we had to go to that.
Happy birthday.
So we stayed the night, and came back on Tuesday, okay? So after the party, we went over to PA to my brother's fireworks shop, and fucking, I got $500 worth of fireworks.
Okay.
For $100-something.
Good.
Meg did the same. Got a lot of fireworks. So we had a nice little display. And then, next year I'm actually gonna,
They really must be getting hipped up tonight.
Yeah. And then next year we're actually going to put a little more in. I'm going to save up some money to get more in. Because we had about a $1,200 display this year. And mind you, we're just shooting off in a parking lot.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we're real close to the houses and stuff. But, anyways, so I got a couple mortars, some fountains, some cakes and stuff like that. That night, we went out and lit off some fountains because I was feeling my itch. Dude, as soon as I bought them, I was going like, fuck, I want to blow these off.
I get it, man. I mean, July 4th weekend, it was fun. I mean, it was my buddy's 20th birthday, so we did a surprise party for him.
Yep.
I literally stayed there for 20 minutes. I had to leave. I had to go to the Sarah's party. After the Sarah's party, I went back to my buddy Ryan's house where the party was. Everyone was there. As soon as I got there, I started drinking because I gotta catch up to him. I gotta get my buzz going on. Within a half hour, everybody wanted to go to fucking bed. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I started drinking and I'm not allowed to leave. I'm like, fuck. So I had to go to sleep. I had to sleep on the floor.
Sometimes the floor is comfortable.
And let me tell you, I don't think I have ever slept so good in my entire fucking life. So I slept on my buddy's floor, but he scared the living shit out of me in the middle of the night. His foot hanged over his bed, and I smacked my arm with it by accident. Didn't know. And he had kicked me in the face.
We had to stay on an air mattress that whole time, which I don't mind because, you know, I got to do what I got to do. I'm getting free place to stay. But the only downside, every night, the air mattress would slowly lose its inflation.
Yep.
So by the night, by the morning, I'd be on the floor, and I'd be waking up like, fuck.
Well, it just means you gotta lose some more weight, too.
But anyway, we get to 4th of July, so we go to the parade, and then we walk over.
Yeah.
We literally walk there, because the main road and where their house is, you know, it's right there. And we come back, and, I take that back. Me and Meg walked back to the house to go get chairs to then put it in her car and drive there because we were too lazy to walk back. The people that... The house that we normally sat in front of had a tree. They cut the fucking tree down. So we were in the fucking sun.
That is fucking brutal.
Oh, and there was no shade around. Like, that was the only source of shade. Everyone would fight over that tree. Okay. We get back to the house and we ended up putting... The food that we made, we just had to put one of the things in the oven, cook that, and then, you know, we started to go out and do our stuff, and normally it's, we go mingle, and then we go play some cornhole, hop in the pool, hop back out of the pool, play some cornhole, hop back in the pool. I didn't get into the pool till like 5 o'clock. Normally I'm in the pool like that. Yeah. I'm the first one in. I didn't feel like that this year. I wanted to play some cornhole. I was playing games all day. Then... My drunk buddy, fucking love him. He brings jalapeno poppers every year, wrapped in bacon.
Ooh.
Just wait. This year he did 3 levels of them. Hot as fuck, a little warm, and plain. He did a cream cheese mixture with scorpion pepper for the hot. Okay. I had about 4 of them. Felt nothing. I looked at him, I went... And here he was, a little bit of tears going down his eyes. It was that hot for him, and I went...
That's fucking crazy.
So, I think I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But we eat. We had pulled pork. My brother smoked a pork butt.
Okay.
So
that's why you like all the acid. Okay, I see.
It was great. It was a good weekend. Then we towards lights out of the night, we grab all the fireworks and we go over and start setting our display up. Nice. Now the neighbors have also joined in, so they have their own setup too. So we coordinate with them on, like, we'll shoot a couple, they'll shoot a couple, and then we'll do our finale all together.
That's always fun.
So, and we have fans. They've been coming back for 3 years.
Well, that's good.
Like, I'm like, what the fuck? So my drunk ass is running around with a lighter with fireworks to end the night. It was fantastic. And then me and Meg went night swimming like we do every year. Every 4th of July, we get Dunkin' Donuts, go to the parade, night swim.
Nice. Well, it's good. I mean, like I said, my 4th of July weekend, it was fun. I got to spend a lot of time with the family that I haven't been able to spend time with because of work and, you know, with us coaching and running leagues. And it kind of felt nice to get away for the weekend and do all that in, like, this upcoming Labor Day, you know, weekend, and about almost a month away already.
Yeah.
Month and a half away. I cannot believe it. You know, my best friend's getting married, so I'm leaving. Me and my one buddy, we're leaving town Thursday, and we won't be back until, Sunday night or whatever. So, I know Labor Day is going to be nothing but a drinking weekend again.
Oh, yeah. I got upcoming this weekend. Shit, these next couple weeks, I have busy weeks. Obviously, tomorrow, as of right now, today is Thursday. But tomorrow, as in Friday, I have football practice. Then, I got to come back here, go to bed, wake up, drive to Youngstown.
Whew.
To go see Luke Bryan in concert.
Where's he performing?
Ween Park.
With this Saturday?
Yep. Sold out.
Fuck! Good Lord, I didn't know.
So, a month after going to see Kenny Chesney,
he's going to Ween
Park.
Ween Park.
This is basically like the Menor Amphitheater.
Yeah.
But they're bringing in a huge stage. And Riley Green and Mitchell Tenpenny are opening.
That's going to be a good concert.
Oh, yeah.
You got to send me videos of that. Luke Bryan's my favorite country artist of all time.
So we got tickets to go see that. So we'll be there. Then Sunday is fucking busy. Holy shit. We got to drive back, go to Meg's boss's picnic.
Uh-huh.
Go feed her brother's cat. Go pick up my dog so he can come stay the fucking week with me while my parents go out of town. All that in the time of us waking up and getting home.
Okay. Crazy.
Then, hold on.
You're good?
Hold on.
You're good?
Then, I have to watch the dog throughout that week. Throughout next week. Then I have to return him to my parents for like 3 days. Then go get him again and watch him for a whole nother week and a half. In the meantime, I have to watch my sister's dogs. So I have to take care of 3 fucking dogs. Then, the weekend of August 1st, or the week of August 1st, my buddy, I have to get his bachelor party going that week. We have to start a football season.
Yeah.
We have to have practices. I am fucking, on top of working 40 fucking plus hours a week, I am fucked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, for me, like, today, since it's finally Thursday, I got softball practice Thursday night, 6:30 till about 8:30.
Uh-huh.
Friday, we have football practice. Then Friday night, I have my stepfather's birthday party over at the bar over at Joker's in Columbia Station.
Oh, that's a drive.
Yeah. It's like 35 minutes. It's not that bad.
Well, it's a drive for me. It's an hour and a half for me.
Then Saturday night, I don't know what I got planned yet. I might chill out at home and just relax because I actually took Saturday off. So I actually get a weekend to myself finally. Then next Monday, I got softball practice again. Next Tuesday, we got a softball game. Next Wednesday, we got a softball game. Plus next Tuesday, we got football camp. Next Thursday, we got softball practice. Then next Friday, we have
football camp.
Plus I gotta go to softball practice. Plus working on top of all that. And I believe I'm spending that whole the 23rd that night out of my uncle's house watching the kids for the weekend. So, I can tell your schedule is a little bit more busier than mine, but we're fucking booked honestly, next month and a half for both of us, especially for football, is going to be hell. Like, sleepless nights. Like, I've already been doing sleepless nights, trying to get as much shit done, you know, trying to stay caught up, but dude.
On top of me trying to possibly get another job to work in the morning.
You're fucking nuts. Yep. For me, it's like, I mean, it's Thursday. I am so beat to hell. But at the end of the day, we gotta grind it out.
Yep.
And that's all it is. We gotta grind it out.
Absolutely. So, with that being said, folks, thank you all for listening. It has been great. I know we've been real lax about our schedule recently, and we apologize about that. So, if you like us, tell your friends. If you don't like us,
then go kill yourself.
Wow. Don't do that. Don't do that. To our friends in Qatar and Sri Lanka, how are you doing? Hope you guys are doing well. To our friends in Virginia, hope you're doing well. To our friends in Ohio, fuck you.
That should have been Pennsylvania.
No, we don't have anyone in PA.
Well, we need to.
We have someone in California, though.
Oh, okay, well.
I hope they're doing good. Kansas, hope they're having the best time of their life. With that being said, folks, thank you for listening. We'll be back hopefully next week. If not, we'll send out a tweet. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.